were doing the 26th storm, I believe it was, when they blew all these big timber down back in the tunnel. The Germans come in there and worked it up into what they call bow stays.
The Germans?
Yeah. And, of course, I guess they were American Germans. But anyhow, they didn't use anything but heart of that thing for a stay. And a piece of wood that long. And made it that thick, just cut half into it and work in the fireplace. Well, my dad and myself, we decided we'd haul us up a bunch of it. And I built the frame for the saw and borrowed a saw from a neighbor. And it was what they call a table saw. You could take your piece of wood and lay it up on there and then push it into the saw. You just pick up a table and push it into the saw. Well, we cut up all his wood, went up, I was living up there at the old home place then. And went up there, cast up there, and we were sawing along, and one of those nails had worked up just a little bit, and I went to shove a piece of one of them pieces of wood across that. It hit that nail and just swung that hand into that saw. And for 30 minutes after I done it, I didn't know I was cut. My dad knew it as soon as I done it. And I knew it too, it was bleeding pretty bad.
You,
and
you couldn't feel it?
No pain, just knocked that hand dead. And the doctor took 29 stitches in those three fingers there. That one there just as stiff as it can be today. And I begged him to cut it off with just a little string, about like a shoestring, holding. And he said, no, he said, I ain't going to cut it off for 3 days. He said, you come back here in 3 days, and he said, if it's still dead, he said, I'll have to cut it off. Went back in 3 days, and he take a needle and sterilize it and stuck it in the finger there. He said, can you feel that? I said, yeah, I can feel a little bit. He said, I want to save that finger for you. He said, that thing might be worth a fortune to you someday.
What about, you could take a frame built something like this, you know? You'd need two of these and you'd lay a board between them.
Oh, no, that's in the roofing, ain't it?
Well, you could use it just for sawing boards. Just build it.
Oh, well, now that's what they call a sawhorse. I get you now. I got two of them running in the back.
What do you use them for?
Well, for holding boards and such like in carpenter work. And I do a lot of saw filing. And I can put my clamp on them bases, on one of those bases, and hold it while I file it and all that stuff. That is the handy thing. In other words, if you want to come in here and do some overhead work, well, you can take those two bases and put them in here and put a heavy board on them and get right up on them and reach up there and do that work up here. And all such as that. There's 100 different jobs for it.
And you call those?
Sawhorses.
And if I was going to straighten my hair, I could use a comb and a
brush.
And if I was going to use that, I'd say I was going to do what?
I said if you wasn't going to use a corner.
If I was going to use that, I'd say I was fixing to...
I don't exactly get you.
What would I say I was going to be doing? I was going to...
Combing, be combing your hair.
Or I could comb it, or I could use a brush on it. You'd say I could...
You'd brush it if you used a brush on it. If you was combing it, you could comb one.
Okay.